Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Last night was very entertaining on Netflix.
Absolutely.
The Tom Brady roast was sensational. Now, it's funny. I texted before I really knew exactly how vulgar and vile it would be. I texted my family group chat, and I'm like, just so you guys know, Tom Brady's getting roasted tonight on Netflix. Could be funny. And my mom called me today, and she's like, that was just awful. I can't believe that. When Dean Martin used to get roasted, you didn't have to curse. And it was not for her. It might not be for everyone listening.
Uh-huh.
My God, was that a great roast. So entertaining.
Fantastic.
So funny. It was good to just see jokes be jokes for a night. I know some of these comedians are already getting all kinds of flack today and heat and from people that didn't watch it, that are taking the jokes as if they weren't said in a room when everyone was high-fiving and laughing about shtick and, and on board and signing up for it. But there was a lot of fun had at Tom Brady's expense. And to his credit, he handled it like a champion. There's a bunch of idiots who didn't watch the roast who made a big deal about him walking up jokingly and whispering to Jeff Ross.
To Jeff Ross, yeah.
Like, to not make jokes about Robert Kraft and any massage parlors. If you watch the roast, you know he was not.
That was the first of a dozen.
actually bothered. It happened 30 times over the course of the night. But, wow. I don't know why they did that. I don't know whose idea it was. They said a couple points during the night that Brady, like, went to Jeff Ross and Kevin Hart over the years and was like, I'd love to be roasted at some point. Which is kind of funny if that's the case.
It's great.
But they need to do that more often. I know it's really hard to find someone like Brady who's worthy of doing it for. But a live Netflix, some of the best comedians, biggest celebrities in the country coming together for just a night of laughter at someone's expense once every couple of months, I would sign up for that.
It was fantastic. So a couple complaints before. Just again, reminder, fantastic. 10 out of 10, would watch again. I might watch some highlights just again tonight. I might just start it and play it at various points. A couple complaints. One, it was too long. I know why they did that, because they the number of people that would go, oh, that's going on right now, and would hop on later. They had a strategy to how they built the lineup, which I'll get into in a second. But, for example, Kim Kardashian being there. Wrong. Don't do that.
She got booed.
Rightfully so.
Correctly.
That was my favorite moment, is when she had to go, all right. Like, didn't know what else to do, because people were booing her.
There was just no reason for her to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the crowd. There were a ton of celebrities, a lot of football people.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan and all kinds of different coaches and GMs I saw.
There were dozens of comics sort of waiting in the wings, too, that were there. Yeah.
Shane Gillis, they kept showing. A lot of comics, actually, who were there for whatever reason that weren't involved. But for some reason, like, her and Dana White both. There was a lot of Dana White.
Got a ton of airtime, yeah.
I don't understand. Like, we're not here for that. That we don't need Dana White to be involved at all. I didn't get that.
Totally could have skipped that. So, again, that would have cut some of the runtime. They did something really smart. Now this is all complimentary from here on out. They did something really smart. They put their best joke powerhouse comedians in front. So usually, like, you think of a Comedy Central roast, if you're doing Justin Bieber or whoever else, who's going last? Chef Ross. He's the master of the roast. He's the guy that's known as, like, the roast king. Leading off, batting first, right? It was to basically, to me, establish the tone for people that tuned in right away. You're going to see some of the best jokes. And the celebrities that are coming later, like, people are waiting around to see Gronk do it, to spike something and say crazy things and whatever. You're waiting around to see Robert Kraft. Who knew Bill Belichick was coming out? Spoiler alert. Rod Burgundy, for God's sakes. So they had all these, the best joke writers, the comics that do this, right up front, and Nikki Glaser and Jeff Ross absolutely destroyed.
So those they sprinkled in the true comedians all night long, but to your point, like, the roast specialists.
Two heavy hitters,
were right off the top. Like, Andrew Schultz and some of the other guys were later into the night, and they kind of, I like that they went back and forth, where, hey, Randy Moss is going to do 5 minutes. Hit or miss for him, frankly, but then we're going to bring back out a real comedian who's going to crush it. And then Julian Edelman was incredible.
He was great.
His timing, like, he was a natural. He was fantastic. But the highlights of the night for me, Brady admitting that he deflated the footballs as, like, a bleep you all and it wasn't a big deal, was Hall of Fame.
It was so good.
This was Netflix last night, Tom Brady.
We got so many great football greats here tonight. But where's Roger Goodell? I know. Remember Deflategate? The NFL spent $20 million and found that it was more probable than not that I was generally aware that someone may have deflated my footballs. You could have just given me the $20 million, and I would just told you I did it.
It's a great line. That's from awesome. Tom Brady. Gronk was a target, caught a lot of shrapnel.
Yeah, and he didn't like some of them, you could tell. He wasn't thrilled.
It probably got old. I mean, it was basically kind of like the Gronk roast half of it, I would say. But he's an easy target. Just he's physically so big, and everyone kind of pokes fun at, and he plays up. I'm a dummy. I'm just here to play football. And people definitely jumped on that joke, I will say. But to your point, Belichick coming out, I think everyone hoped he would be there, but they made it feel like he was not going to be there.
Right.
Because for the first hour, hour and a half, he's catching heat every which way, and a couple people are joning, and it's very clear he's not there to defend himself. And then Will Ferrell, as Ron Burgundy, comes out and does a set that I thought was very pedestrian, but some great moments, for sure.
Yep.
And then he goes, here he is, Bill Belichick. And, like, Belichick comes out to the Imperial March.
I couldn't
March.
Believe it.
And it was like a shattered glass, stone-cold situation. He had a great opening line where he's like, I'm happy to be here at the roast for Tom Brady. This is different than the roast of Bill Belichick over 10 episodes on Apple, which is so great because that documentary destroyed him. His zing on Gronk about, you know, his do-your-job line, I thought was very, very good. This was Belichick last night on Netflix.
A lot of people, you know, kind of connected me with a saying called, you know, do your job, and telling people to do their job. And Gronk. Gronk, I've been watching you on Fox NFL Sunday, and I'm begging you, please, stop doing your job.
So good.
Very funny. And Danny Amendola, like, crushed Belichick in that Apple documentary that you haven't watched yet that I've been begging you to watch. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And all you'll do is love it. It's like that time I was telling you to watch Drive to Survive.
It's not the same.
And you finally did that?
It's not the same.
He went in on Danny Amendola for no reason. Like, I mean, there's a reason.
Yeah, it's a reason.
Like, everyone's like, why is he? No one's mentioned Danny Amendola all
night.
Everyone's
just sitting there.
And he's just talking about how many yards he didn't have.
Yards.
Like, so funny. Zing of the night. One of the best jokes told by anybody was whoever wrote this for Belichick on Brady and butting heads. Alex Guerrero was in the crowd.
Yep.
He's the guy that basically tore apart the Patriots dynasty because him and Tom, you know, grew to power together, and he's in the building, and Belichick hated it, and there was animosity. So this was Belichick last night.
You know, people have said that Tom and I have butted heads a lot, and in a way that was true, but not really. It was hard to butt heads with Tom because he was so far up Alex Guerrero's ass.
It's a great joke. It's a good joke.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.